My guest at this time is Missouri Republican Congressman Sam Graves. He represents the Show Me State 6th Congressional District, and just as importantly for the purposes of our conversation today, he's chairman of the House Committee on Small Business. The committee approved 5 different bills designed to help small business contracting, and he's here now to explain what exactly they did and what would happen to small business contracting if, in fact, these bills became law. And, sir, thank you very much for being with us.
Absolutely. Thank you very much.
Well, it looks like a couple of these at least were bipartisan sponsored bills. So does that suggest that at least a chunk of these have a decent shot of becoming law?
Yeah, they have a real good shot at becoming law. As a matter of fact, what we're going to do is then we'll bundle them together and then we will pass them or remove them as one bill. Even though they were 5, we wanted to separate them out, so we highlighted many of the issues that are involved with them.
All right, well, let's talk about them one at a time here. The first one is known as the Building Better Business Partnerships Act of 2012, co-sponsored by Congressman Schilling of Illinois and Congresswoman Chu of California. What's in there?
Well, what it does is it allows the Small Business Administration to oversee the civilian agency mentor protege programs. So it promotes, you know, portability of agreements between agencies, you know, basically guarantees that the programs benefit the small businesses. You know, and ensure that mentor protege agreement, it doesn't inadvertently, you know, that it doesn't harm a protege small business status. And you know, this is a program that has it's worked in the past. You know, there were some duplicative programs like it around, and we just kind of, what we want to do is put some special emphasis on this and collapse some of those other programs and make sure that what does work actually, you know, works.
Another one is the Small Business Protection Act of 2012. What specifically is protected in there?
Well, basically what it does is it protects legitimate small businesses by requiring that the size standard, which is assigned to each of each common group, is appropriate for, I don't know, this kind of sounds real technical, but it's appropriate for each individual, what they call North American Industry Classification System Code, when it's put in a new group. We just want to make sure that they don't lump industries together that don't necessarily need to be lumped together when it comes to contracting. We want to give small businesses as much opportunity as we possibly can.
The next one on the list is one that you actually sponsored, and that's the Contractor Opportunity Protection Act. This obviously is directly related to the contracting aspect of small businesses,
yep.
But what was on your mind here?
It's mostly about bundling, because one of the things that the federal government does is what they do is they take several smaller contracts and they'll bundle them together and to try to create one large contract. And what it does is eliminate a lot of small businesses from being able to participate in the process. So basically we put a limit on bundling. And, you know, and we create more transparency in that process, because bundling is just the federal government's way of getting out of doing some of the work that it needs to do when a lot of these contracts could be taken over by small businesses. But when you bundle them together and they just get so huge, small businesses can't participate.
How much of all of these 5 is about just streamlining government's role in what happens with small businesses?
They're all about streamlining government's role and when it comes to small businesses. And there's no reason why small businesses shouldn't be able to participate. Just because they're small doesn't mean they can't do a better job or be more efficient or do it cheaper for that matter, too. But there are some people, you know, the bureaucratic mess in Washington, D.C., that they want to make their job easier. So they try to do as, you know, as less work as they possibly can, and give as much as they can to large business, so they don't have to do so many contracts. It's just wrong in many cases.
Another one specifically related to contracting is the Contracting Oversight for Small Business Jobs Act of 2012. This one from Congressman Kaufman out in Colorado.
Yep. It ensures that potential cases of fraud are properly and transparently dealt with through the debarment process. You know, it kind of provides a framework for the Office of Hearings and Appeals to decide who is truly a small business. And, you know, when it comes to size rules and everything else, it's a real good bill. I'm real happy with that one.
The last one is the Women's Procurement Program, and that's sponsored solely by Congresswoman Nydia Velazquez of New York, which brings a couple questions to mind. First of all, what does this specifically mean for female workers and female small business owners?
Well, it lets the Women's Contracting Program operate. It just operates consistently with other small business programs. And the ranking member, Nydia, was very interested in that, and so we were you know, I wanted to put it in this package too, and something she's been working on, and so we were able to come to an agreement on it.
Does this suggest there's a better working relationship between the two parties on your committee than perhaps some of the other committees we're seeing in Congress?
I think we have a great working relationship on our committee. I'm very bipartisan when it comes to getting stuff done, and I'm very pleased about that. And specifically, the ranking member Nydia Velazquez and myself, we work very well together and have a good working relationship, and I'm pretty proud of that.
We've talked a couple different times, Mr. Chairman, you and I, about the regulatory frustrations for small business owners right now, and some of them are related to specific things, as you've contended, whether it's the president's health care plan or some of the things from the Environmental Protection Agency and that sort of regulation. Obviously, these don't necessarily specifically deal with those, but if you do bundle them together and pass them, how much easier is life going to be for the typical small business owner?
Well, I hope it's going to get a lot easier when it comes to contracts, when it comes to small businesses trying to get contracts with the federal government. That can be a very lucrative business opportunity for any business. And the fact of the matter is, you know, the federal government regularly spends $500 billion on federal contracts each year on purchasing goods and services. In fact, it's already spent $100 billion just this year so far. So we want small businesses to be able to compete and be able to get as many of those contracts as they can.
Last question before we let you go, sir. I know you talk with a lot of small business owners and certainly leaders in the small business community. When you look at the economic statistics and you see job creation numbers are still on the positive side, but overall unemployment is pretty set in about 8.3%. GDP recently is up, but not necessarily an enthusiastic level. So what are you hearing now? Do folks sense things getting better, or are they still pretty frustrated?
Well, we hear a lot of, you know, I talk to small businesses every single week in hearings, and a lot of small businesses are just holding back. They want to wait and see what happens when it comes to the certainty of the tax code and the potential for, you know, the expiration of it this year. They want to be certain in some of these, you know, these EPA and other agency regulations are just out of control. And when you take that and, you know, their health care costs continuing to climb, and this new bill, you know, making that that even worse, you're seeing small businesses just hold back, and they're waiting to see. And when 7 out of every 10 jobs are small business created, you know, that doesn't bode well for the economy. So, you know, we're seeing a lot of small businesses optimistic, but they're just kind of waiting to see.
Well, Mr. Chairman, we greatly appreciate you being with us. I know you're on the road meeting with those small business owners and other constituents. We thank you for the time that you spent with us, and we'll let you get back to them.
Thank you very much. Talk to you later.
Sam Graves, Missouri's 6th Congressional District, Chairman of the House Small Business Committee. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.